People in Middlebury are set to discuss a plan to replace two crumbling downtown rail bridges. There's a meeting set for tonight with the Vermont Agency of Transportation. The state hopes to replace the bridges in a 10-week period before Amtrak extends service north along Route 7. BPR's Melody Baudette reports.
The two 100-year-old bridges on Main Street and Merchants Row allow trains to pass below downtown, but the thin bridges are crumbling and drainage issues plague the rail bed. Jim Gish is the community's project liaison.
Having been underneath the bridges many times, you wouldn't want to walk under there without a hard hat. These bridges were built in 1920s, and they've been patched many times. They're relatively thin, and there's a lot of concrete and other things kind of periodically falling off from underneath the bridges there into the rail corridor.
Replacement has been discussed for 20 years, but increasing the clearance of the bridges without raising the street level is challenging. The current plan is to create a tunnel-like structure that would keep the roads at their current height, but allow a 21-foot clearance for trains. Gish says the bridge replacement will also reconnect a small park to the green.
It'll be one uniform space from Main Street down to Merchants Row. The top of the tunnel will be landscaped, and so you'll have a reconnection of the village green as it used to be before the rail came in here in the 1840s.
A schedule released last year called for a 2-year construction window, which alarmed downtown business owners. Now, V-Trans plans to use its accelerated bridge program. Drainage and pre-construction work would take 2 construction seasons, and in the summer of 2019, the 2 streets would be closed for 10 weeks. Trains will also be rerouted during the construction period. Wayne Simmons is the engineer in charge of the project for V-Trans.
By closing the road for the 10 weeks, it simplifies the project, but also overall, it reduces the total amount of impact to the businesses and the traveling public. And by and large, all the communities that we've worked with in this approach have said after the fact that they were glad that they sort of ripped the bandage off and got it done in that intense period instead of spreading it out over multiple years.
But some people are still concerned. A few downtown business owners have sent a letter to the state asking for more information. They say the state should explore a rail bypass or replace the bridges at their current clearance. Simmons says the town already has a variance for a 21-foot clearance, lower than the federal standard.
The bridges that we're replacing, we're looking for a 100-year life, and it seems short-sighted at this time to put them back in at the same clearance.
Jim Gish, the community liaison, says everyone agrees that something has to be done to improve the safety of the bridges. V-Trans has increased the inspection schedule and has set aside temporary bridges that could be installed within 7 days if one of the bridges is found to be unsafe. The state hopes to complete the permitting process soon and begin drainage work next summer. The goal is to have the bridges replaced before Amtrak extends its Ethan Allen passenger rail service north from Rutland to Burlington in 2020. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette in Middlebury.